You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. It's 6:32. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at frontier markets. And helping me do that is portfolio manager at Allan Gray, Varshan Maharaj. Good evening, Varshan. Nice to speak to you again. Let's get straight into it. What are frontier markets, and how do we tell the difference between those and other markets?
Good evening, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to speak to you once again. So when it comes to frontier markets, basically financial markets are classified into either developed, emerging, or frontier markets. And within the frontier market category, we have countries that are in the early phases of the economic development, and the wealth per capita is generally quite low, with a long potential for growth. And as one goes from the DM developed markets to emerging markets to frontier markets, generally the level of liquidity drops as capital markets are less developed in frontier countries, and we tend to have higher price volatility, which brings higher perceived risks, but it also brings the opportunity for mispricing and opportunity to buy bargains.
Varshan, you mentioned that your frontier markets tend to have lower liquidity and are a very different picture from things like your developed markets. Why would you then want to look at a frontier market from an investment case, especially if you're looking at a long-term investment? What are the benefits there?
Sure, Jimmy, that's a great question. So across the frontier markets, there's about 3,000 listed stocks. And within that universe of stocks, there's a massive dispersion in terms of profitability, market position, management quality, and valuation. And within that universe of stocks, we find that we are able to get a basket of 30 to 40 stocks, which are companies with strong competitive positions that are run by competent management teams who have skin in the game. They have ownership in the business with good earnings growth histories and earnings growth prospects. And we are able to get them at an attractive valuation. Another thing that's very valuable about frontier markets is it can give you exposure to industries which you may not necessarily be able to invest in on your home market. For us, a good example would be uranium mining, where you don't really have a pure play exposure on the JSE.
Varshan, something I particularly enjoy, and I mean, we do this as well as a business, is look at alternative assets, and we look at it from a diversification perspective. Is it something that you can add to a portfolio for diversity if you're looking at a frontier market to say, look, I've got exposure to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 areas. I want a bit of risk diversification, but also product diversification. Like you said, things like a uranium play might be something in the mining space that we might be interested in. Is this good for diversity, or is this bad for diversity?
That's a key consideration, Jimmy, and I would say it's great for diversity because a lot of the valuations are driven by foreign direct investment, and over the last decade or so, we've seen capital flow into the US and other developed markets and away from these countries. So if that were to change in the future, capital would flow out of the US, for example, and into frontier markets such as Philippines, Vietnam, Sri Lanka, and so on. So the drivers of the returns in these markets are quite different to what we see in developed markets, and they do bring that element of diversity to your portfolio.
Varshan, you mentioned the price volatility, and I mean, something like the rand is exceptionally volatile. Emerging markets in themselves are volatile. What more frontier markets are, I imagine, even more volatile from a price point of view? How do you navigate that? How do you make the decisions from a risk perspective to say, okay, I want exposure to the Philippines or these frontier markets, but I also need to hedge against certain volatility that I'm uncomfortable with as an investor?
Sure. In terms of risk management, we have allocations per country. So, for example, for Sri Lanka, we wouldn't go beyond 5% of the fund. And we also bear in mind currency. Currency is a key risk when investing globally, especially in frontier markets. So within each country, we take a view on what the fair value of the currency is, looking at purchasing power parity, inflation and interest differentials, and so on. And at the company level, we want to invest in companies that have the majority of their costs and capital expenditures denominated in local currencies, as well as their debt denominated in local currency, because the majority of these businesses are earning their revenue in their local currencies. So we try to prevent that mismatch between the currency that you're earning your revenue in and the currency that you're paying your expenses in.
Frontier markets, definitely worth considering from a diversification point of view, worth considering from an investment point of view, and worth considering from a risk point of view. We'll leave it at that, Varshan. Thanks for those insights. Varshan Maharaj, portfolio manager at Allan Gray, joining me to reflect on the opportunity that presents itself within frontier markets that may be unknown. This segment was brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.